pensions.
The full basic state pension will rise by £5.30 to £107.45 a week in April. For private pensions, a lifetime allowance for tax relief on pension savings of £1.5 million will be introduced.
Benefits.
The amount received in benefits by many families will jump next month as benefits are linked to inflation. So things like job seekers allowance, income support, most income tax allowances, national insurance thresholds, inheritance tax allowance, disability benefits, maternity benefits, incapacity benefit and child benefit will all increase in April.
The best things in life are free.
Families.
One major change is that other than a few exceptions, couples with children will have to work for 24 hours a week between them, up from 16, in order to qualify for working tax credits. One member of the couple will have to work for at least 16 hours a week to qualify.
Income tax.
The amount you can earn tax-free will rise in April to £8,105 per person for those under the age of 65. However, the upper threshold of the basic rate will fall by £630 to £34,370. For 65 to 74-year-olds, the personal allowance will rise by £560 to £10,500. And for 75-year-olds and over, the allowance will rise by £570 to £10,660.
The money's all gone.
Housing.
The 1% stamp duty rate for first-time buyers on properties costing between £125,000 and £250,000 will be reintroduced on the 24th of March.
Savings.
The amount you can put into an ISA, tax-free, will increase in April to £11,280. Half of this can be saved in cash with one ISA provider. The remainder can be invested in stocks and shares with either the same or a different ISA provider.
Transport.
A fuel duty increase of just over 3 pence was due to take effect in April, but has been put back until the 1st of August, unless the Chancellor makes a new announcement in the budget.
Money's too tight to-